This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to America Trends. So glad to have you along tonight. I'm Amy Fuller. Got a heck of a show coming up. We have a few really noted guests. First of all, world-renowned impressionist and comedian Mr. Rich Little coming to us from Las Vegas tonight, where he, at age 80, his birthday is this week, at age 80, is still doing his show at the Tropicana. And he's got this new book out, People I've Known and Been, Little by Little. So we are so looking forward to talking to him. Stay tuned for that. Also, Dr. Michael Mantel, he is the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff, and most recently, The Link is What You Think. He'll be in to talk about the holiday blues and how to combat them. First, a few hits on what's trending in the news. A guilty plea from Michael Cohen. Jerome Corsi stops cooperating with Mueller. And President Trump cancels a planned meeting with Vladimir Putin. Also, that caravan, the migrant caravan just beneath our southern border, there's news that about a third of the people there that have camped out have big health issues, including 3 confirmed cases of tuberculosis, 4 cases of HIV/AIDS, and 4 separate cases of chickenpox. At least 100 have lice and multiple instances of skin infections like scabies, and now there is a threat of a hepatitis outbreak. Meanwhile, the mayor of Tijuana says they will run out of money to take care of the caravan members as early as tomorrow. The annual tree lighting at Rockefeller Center went off last night, and the crowds were cheering and celebrating, dazzling everybody. Performances and celebrations there in New York City. And then in Washington, President Trump and First Lady Melania continue a 96-year tradition by lighting the national Christmas tree in the park behind the White House. I'm going to show you now the greatness of our first guest coming up, Rich Little. The intricacies and mechanics of how he does impressions with another legend, Johnny Carson, their style of performing right now.
What do you do? I would assume that you must tape or record them to listen to the speech pattern, because the pattern is almost as important, you know.
Exactly.
It's probably more important. You must get the voice, the
when
tone.
When I was working on my impression of you, I played it over and over.
I'm not particularly easy to do, really. I don't believe to impersonate.
Once you get it, it's a good. You're a good subject because you have so many things that you do with the tie and the straight back and the, you know, the. All these little things may a weird holy man put easy off in your shorts. And I say, my first guest is Mr. Richard Milhouse Nixon. You remember him? No. We forget so soon. No. For the past couple of weeks, Mr. Nixon's been working with Bob Hope, and Bob's been helping the president with his see how I goof like you. That little trip, that took 2 weeks to get that. No, he's been working with Bob Hope for the past couple of weeks. And here is the brand new president of the United States after only 2 weeks' work with Mr. Bob Hope. And then I come out, Nixon comes out.
says Richard, how I love to be president Nixon. I want to tell you, you know, my fellow Americans, I just got back from Hollywood where I was working on a new motion picture. It's called Planet of the Tapes. Spiro Agnew was going to write the screenplay, but unfortunately he could never find his damn crayons. But I want to tell you that just goes on.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
General Jack Nicholson here. Who the hell is this? Ronald Reagan? You gotta be kidding, man. You mean the top man, the head honcho, the jumbo jelly bean, the big cheese? How the hell are you, Prez?
He is a man who realized at an early age that impressions are a great way to get attention. And get attention he did. World-renowned impressionist and comedian Mr. Rich Little, the legend, joins us tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy.
Nice to see you. What a week for you, right? You had a big birthday. Your book's out now. And your show at the Tropicana in Vegas, is it going on 3 years now?
Yeah, I've been there for 3 years. I think it's time I went home.
I don't think so. I think that you're in great voice, good health. You're as handsome as ever. And it's Rich Little live in Las Vegas. And how many times a week do you play?
I play, Sunday to Wednesday.
Sunday to Wednesday.
Yep.
That's a pretty big schedule there. So we've got a couple segments with you. Looking forward to having you maybe do some impressions and talk about your favorites and which ones maybe you're tired of doing. I don't know what you get asked all the time, perhaps. We're really excited to have you on tonight. But I understand this all started long ago with Mel Torme and Judy Garland.
That's right. Mel Torme was a great friend of mine, and we did a television show in Toronto, a variety show, and he was going to be musical director on the Judy Garland show, and he spoke to them and spoke to Judy, and that's how I got on the Garland show, through Mel Torme.
Never looked back. Were you interested in doing acting at that point, but then you just realized this is a whole new world for me?
Well, I've always been interested in acting. I used to do a lot of plays when I was younger, little theater stuff. But I started doing impressions, I guess, when I was about 15. And I was drawing, though. I was doing sketches even before that. And I work in charcoal, and I've done over 300 or 400 sketches over the years. Here are some of them, actually.
Let's see them.
You know who this is?
I do know who that is. That is a man who calls himself your favorite president. And I understand you're a fan too, right?
We are going to build a wall, great wall around Maxine Waters.
Yeah. What how big is that wall going to be?
Well, it's going to keep me out.
You know what? I heard. Sorry.
How about this guy?
I recognize him too, but I can't quite hear the voice yet.
Go ahead, punk. That's my day.
Now, I understand, I hope you keep doing that throughout the segment, but I understand that you have actually done things for actors when they couldn't finish a movie or they were in poor health. You would go in and dub their voice in, and no one knew the better.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't done that for a while, but back in the 60s, I dubbed a lot of movies where somebody was ill or passed away. I did Peter Sellers for a couple of Pink Panther movies. I did David Niven for, I think, two Pink Panther movies when he lost his voice. And I've done Tony Curtis when he walked off a movie. I did Gene Kelly for a Christmas special where he got laryngitis, and I did that. And nobody knew about it, you know. They kept it hush-hush. But I've done a lot of that over the years, dubbing for people.
Well, in fact, as you famously told Jimmy Stewart, you do Jimmy Stewart perhaps better than he did. And I know you have a great story about Ronald Reagan and finishing a press conference for him. But is Ronald Reagan there with you now? I had a question for him. You know what I see? Mr. President Reagan, why do you have such rosy cheeks?
Well, very simple. I jog with my pants down.
So you were a fan of Reagan. He was a huge fan of yours. And in fact, there was a point when he had you finish a press conference for him. This is such a great story.
Yeah, that's true. I was invited to a luncheon at the White House, and I was late, and I couldn't believe it. I got hung up in traffic, and I ran down the corridor to the Lincoln Room, and Reagan was giving a press conference, and he looked up at me and he said, "Rich, you do me better than I do. You finish this damn press conference. I'm going for a sandwich." And he said, "And just don't get us into a war."
But then he didn't just say that and make the joke. He ran off. And in fact, you went in before the journalists there.
That's right. He hid behind the door to see what I was going to say. And I took over the press conference and finished it as Reagan, you know, and they were asking me questions. He got a big kick out of that.
Oh, gosh.
I remember the first time I met Reagan, he said to me, "You know, Rich, you do me so good. I was thinking when I pass away, they should bury you."
It would have been so neat to see you two together. Oh, my gosh. It's been a fly on the wall during some of those conversations. So little by little, people I've known and been, your book that's out, that I'm so looking forward to reading the rest of. I suppose we hear a lot of these stories in there.
Yeah, this is not a biography. It's kind of funny things that have happened with me and celebrities down through the years. And I talk about a lot of people: Orson Welles, Judy Garland, oh my gosh, George Burns, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. I talk about at least 30 different people, and all funny stories. At least I think they are. And it was a book that took a long time to write. I kept rewriting it every time I would put it away, and then I'd get it out again and think I can improve it, and I finally released it just last year.
You know, I'm looking forward to finishing this, and people should, because one of the things you mentioned, George Burns, I'm a fan of yours, I'm a fan of his. He had a book out years ago, obviously, and it was called All My Best Friends. And I remember so much about that you felt like a fly on the wall. Well, you got to see you guys doing what you do, which is sort of magic when you all get together. So we're going to look forward to that, and we're going to bring you back and see what else you have to say about it. I want to hear a little bit about more what people can expect for your show, and talk maybe do some impressions if you're up for it, Mr. Rich Little.
Sure.
Okay. We'll see you back here on America Trends after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Hold it right there, Mr. Hold it. Hold it. Now, pay attention to this. You could learn something here.
My favorite is the Jimmy Stewart roast.
Anybody could do Jimmy Stewart. Even you could do you.
And he went along with that, threw some ad libs in. Oh, my gosh, the audience went crazy.
I've noticed lately that your Jimmy Stewart is just, well, it just isn't what it used to be, you know? It's slipping away. Now, would you stand up for a minute, Jim? Let me give you a few pointers here. Now, the first thing you got to do is put your hand out like this and just sort of kind of shake it like that. That's good.
Talking to worldwide legend Mr. Rich Little. He is the author of a new book, Little by Little, People I've Known and Been. Got a show going at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. And Mr. Little, I understand, didn't you break a record when you signed your contract with the Tropicana?
Break a record? I don't know whether I'm one of the longest people there. I've been there for 3 years, and I'm sure there have been other people there longer than that. But
I have it that it's the longest running engagement there, so something in there. But
maybe. I don't know.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, I understand. Oh, so there, Jimmy Stewart, you like doing him really well, and I know you do. You want to do a George Burns?
George Burns, I had a wonderful rapport with George Burns. He was just such a marvelous man, and, you know, and he would talk about things that so interesting, and people that were long gone, and I used to think after I talked to him, I wish I'd taped a lot of what he said, because, you know, nobody had the memory that he had. George Burns, yeah. I'm so old, I can remember when sex was dirty and the air was clean.
You know, I have to remark, though, on how extraordinary your talent is for drawing with that charcoal. I mean, the likeness is so perfect, and you've been doing that your whole life, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been, drawing or sketching before I did impressions, I think when I was 12, you know. And I've done a lot of people like Tom Cruise and... so many, George Clooney, you know.
Wow.
And it's great fun. And this is the guy, James Mason. James Mason was responsible for me doing the Judy Garland show.
Oh.
Because Mel Torme played a tape to Judy Garland of me doing a number of impressions. And she said, I don't like impersonators.
Oh.
So turn that off. And Mel thought that was the end, you know. I mean, I wasn't going to get a booking on the show. And then she heard me do, James Mason. I want you heard James Mason. She said, book him on the show. And that's how I got on the show, by doing my impression of James Mason.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you chose the stories to put in a book. There must be just be so many. People were probably very flattered when you would impersonate them. Was anyone ever annoyed?
Paul Lynn. You remember Paul Lynn on Hollywood?
Sure.
He did not like my impression at all. And when I would do them on Hollywood Squares or a Dean Martin roast, I mean, he would make the worst face, like, oh, yeah, oh, God, who's he doing? Who's that? That's disgusting, you know. And he just didn't like it. But most people are flattered that I imitate them, you know. But Paul was not. He did not like it at all. Richard Nixon, surprisingly, liked my impression. I didn't think he would, but a friend of his, this is years ago, told me that he used to watch me on TV do him, and he was just roaring with laughter. So that's interesting, you know.
It is, but it's notable, too, how you don't just do the voice and their characteristics. You actually draw on their posture, too, and especially with Nixon, you can see that.
Yeah. Well, Nixon was very visual, you know. And I did a lot of Nixon back in the 70s, you know. Gosh, I did Nixon so much, my own parents tried to have me impeached.
Oh, man, it's just, it's too much. It's too much. And, it makes you wonder, well, Dr. Ruth, another one.
A lot of presidents over the years. A lot of presidents.
Who else?
Most of them. I think I do about...
President Clinton, 12, sir. Is President Clinton around?
Well, yeah, I do. Bill Clinton. You know, I'm so disappointed that Hillary didn't get into the White House. It would have been great to see a woman finally in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, anything else you'd like to add to that, President Clinton?
You know, they did a survey the other day. And they asked a group of women if they would have sex with me, Bill Clinton. And 70% of these women said, never again.
You know, I have to ask you, do you think the comedians, I mean, there's no one like you and your generation. They're just not. I mean, but is there anyone you watch or is it too mean for you sometimes?
You mean other impersonators or just comics?
Other comedians, late night, you know, it's so political and sometimes it gets rather hateful.
Oh, yeah. Well, the roasts they do today are not like the roasts we did back in the 70s, you know. They're much more vicious and cruel, I think. The roasts we did, the Dean Martin roasts, you know, were not offensive at all. It was more fun than anything. And I did 25 Dean Martin roasts, and it was one of the greatest times of my life because I was in my 20s, I was so young, and to be performing on a dais with the greats of Hollywood was just a tremendous thrill for me. I can't tell you, it was terrifying because you're getting up in front of Jack Benny and George Burns and John Wayne and Lucille Ball and Orson Welles. You know, but you had to pull yourself together because all these greats were sitting there, and I'm just a kid from Canada, and I'm so lucky to be there. But, you know, my hook, of course, was to imitate the people that were on the dais, and that's what kind of helped me. I wasn't exactly a comedian. I was just doing the voices of people that were on the dais, and that's why I did so many of them.
It's interesting to see because, of course, they're remarkable. But when I watch you, and if you start watching your stuff on YouTube, you'll be there all day because it's just it's too great. Your timing is so impeccable. And I wonder if there's anyone else you like that or if you fear that comedy has sort of gone downhill to a place where we won't get it back because it was so there was an affinity for people for among one another.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the young comics today are very crude. And, you know, it's pretty blue. But, you know, we just don't have the Jack Bennies or the Bob Hopes anymore, you know. I mean, that era is gone. And it's too bad because, you know, I think young people, well, young people do watch the roasts, you know. And sometimes I'll meet somebody who is in their teens who is a fan of mine, and I'm always surprised. I had in the show the other night at the Tropicana a 14-year-old kid sitting in the front, and I thought to myself, oh, he's not going to know anybody I'm doing. 14 years old. He was laughing his head off. He was in hysterics.
Rich so Little, author of People I've Known, and I'm so sorry for the hard break. We are going to have him back. Rich Little.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Tis the season. Hey, before we move on, I want to say thanks again to the legendary Rich Little. Grab his book, Little by Little, People I've Known and Been, what stories he has. And he's also, I mean, he turned 80 this week, and he's doing a show several nights a week at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. So we should all be so well at age 80. So happy birthday again to Rich Little. Thanks for coming on. Sorry we had that hard break, but That's the way TV works. And Dr. Mantell's here with us now.
It's great to be back.
Well, it's so nice to see you. And you've got your own amazing books. The Link Is What You Think, but also the legendary Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. P.S. It's All Small Stuff.
Right.
So all these, your Christmas shopping is done. Just hop on Amazon as you watch us, and you can get it done. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. But let me ask you a question. Following Rich Little? Really?
He's your warm-up act. You can
always have that
on your resume.
Oh, wow. No holiday blues for us.
Right. Indeed. We are talking about, holiday blues because, you know, it's such a sweet time of year and it brings up so much nostalgia. But it's not always that way. People can go through stuff. Perhaps you've lost people this year and it's just going to be a little bit different. And Dr. Mantell is a transformational life coach, and you do this all over the world as well. And so we're so pleased to have you in as well to talk about this and to help, you know, sort of help us through it.
Well, you know, this is a tough time of the year for many, and it doesn't have to be. And we're going to show people how they can avoid this once and for all, fully. The fact is that about 20-25% of people who are busy sipping eggnog feel like that stale, bland, unpopular fruitcake that, you know, that they've been regifting 4 or 5 times and finally get rid of it by giving it to the neighbor's cat on Christmas Eve. Why? They feel this loneliness, grief. They're saddened by what used to be and no longer is. They feel the pressure of holiday gift shopping, the parties or not parties, feeling not part of things, fear of missing out. And when we listen to all of these issues, drinking too much, not enough sunlight in winter, not enough sleep, eating too much, not enough exercise, the list goes on and on and on.
And it all adds up because it all does work together. There's a balance, and our system has to have that balance.
There is. And yet, you know, you look at people and you think, okay, 25% of people are really suffering, 75% are not, meaning we all have this. We're all exposed to holiday shopping and the pressures of entertaining and family expectations and trying to please people at this time of the year. Why is that 75% not suffering?
That's a good question. So why?
Well, because I think it comes back to the link is what you think.
This thing right here?
Yeah, it keeps coming back to that over and over and over again. Think about this. How do people think about the holidays that leads them to have such grieving and such loss and such emptiness? They're thinking about the past. They're comparing themselves to other people. They are not accepting their life. Like Rich Little, they're trying to be someone else. He's an impersonator.
It's his job. But not ours.
No. And you can't try to be someone else and be happy. So I have a slide that I brought along, and we can put that up. There it is. 4 ways to outthink your holiday blues. I don't know if it shows up, but I put it in red and green for the holidays. So the first thing is people are just filled with the way the season must be, the gifts I must get.
Being everything to everybody, perhaps.
I must, I should, I ought to be. It has to be perfect. It must be like the neighbors. Why can't our Christmas tree look like theirs? And why don't I have the money to go shopping like they do? So the first thing we want to do is delete rigid demands. The second thing is to erase awfulizing beliefs.
Awfulizing beliefs.
It's horrible, terrible, awful that our Christmas party is not as elaborate as theirs. You know, it's the end of the world if I can't afford to buy the kind of gifts I want to buy.
Sort of amending our expectations.
We need to unconditionally accept ourselves, other people, and our own lives, particularly our own lives. The third point up there is elevate your LFT, low frustration tolerance. I can't stand it when it's like this. There are people today in San Diego where it's raining. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the rain. Well, what do you mean?
Yesterday was 70 and sunny.
But think about what this means, that I can't bear it. You're lying to yourself. You can bear it. And you need people to say to you, you know what, Amy? It's not awful. It isn't horrible. You may not like it. It might be better if the family didn't have all these expectations on you. But do you really mean you can't stand it? Mm-hmm. And the last point is spare yourself from deprecation beliefs. I probably spelled that wrong. That's horrible that I may have spelled that wrong. I don't know. But in any case, I'm no
See,
good.
See, that's a perfectionist thing right. You and I go back to all the time.
I'm no good. You're no good. Life is no good. What does that mean? If the holidays aren't exactly the way you think it must be, you're setting yourself up for the holiday blues. Look, I could tell you, drink less, exercise more, eat less, say no to people, accept new traditions in life, look at what you have, not what you don't have. That's what every blogger is writing about right now. But if that's what you wanted to hear, you wouldn't have me on, because we're going to the heart of it. And the heart are those four things: rigid demands, awfulizing, the idea of low frustration tolerance, and this deprecation belief that I'm no good, life is no good, nothing is good. I believe fully, and I've seen it with my own clients, when you tackle that thinking, you don't have the holiday blues. Maybe you have some frustrations. Maybe it isn't exactly the way you prefer it. It's not quite the holiday blues. Having said that, there are people who have depression and clinical anxiety, and this time of the year can be more difficult. Mm-hmm. And for them, make an extra appointment with your therapist, see your psychiatrist. Yes, get more sunlight, do more physical activity. Before you go to the party, maybe work out. Have something to eat before you go to the party. You won't eat as much. But think about the real meaning of what the celebration is about. Mm-hmm. What is Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa all about? Mm-hmm. It isn't about, it's supposed to be a certain way. It's about what your heart tells you about connecting with other people. That's what this is all about.
And you can make new traditions every year. And it's important what you said also, that there's the clinical depression, you know, give yourself a break. You can't always think your way out of things, right?
Right. No, you cannot always think your way out. Sometimes it is biological.
Yeah.
It is serious. You need medication. You need treatment. You need some people actually are hospitalized at this time of the year because they're so depressed and anxious. And for those people, you know, our hearts go out, and we know what, we're not saying, no, just thinking you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Get help. Make sure. And if you have loved ones who are suffering at this time of the year, be sure you reach out to them because they need some uplift and a helping hand. That's the spirit of the holiday.
It sure is. Boy, lots to think about. And some of these things are evident in the book. The link is What You Think, his latest book, Amazon, and your website. But we're going to come back with Dr. Mantel and have a little bit more on America Trends, talking about those holiday blues and how to avoid them, make your new traditions, and keep on keeping on for as long as you live. So we're back after this.
Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Roll call time, everyone. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. Come on, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. And where is Rudolph?
Welcome back to America Trends. About 10 to 25% of people say they experience some sort of holiday blues, whether it's depression or anxiety. And oftentimes holidays can sort of pinpoint things that are going wrong in our life that we're not quite happy about, or show that our expectations are too high or should be altered a little bit. We are back with Dr. Michael Mantel. He is one of the most sought after professional behavioral coaches in the world, has his PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, served as chief psychologist for the San Diego PD and Children's Hospital, and has authored 4 books, including the original 1988 Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff, and his latest one, The Link is What You Think. And we welcome him back to talk about these things and more and some of your new endeavors, right?
Yes, exactly. First of all, thank you so much for putting up the books. I think that they will make great holiday gifts, and they're available on Amazon, and they'll buy these books and Rich Little's books. They'll have a lot of great gifts to give.
I think so.
I'm going to read Rich Little's book myself. So apropos to the holiday blues, which is a very real set of emotions, typically sadness and anxiety. And I believe you can blame all kinds of external things, but it comes back to the way you think about these events. They should be different. They must be different. I'm no good. The holidays celebrations aren't any good. It's awful if it doesn't go the way I think. These extreme ways of thinking. Dial it back in, pull it back in, calm down, and understand maybe it's not exactly the way I want it to be, but it's okay.
It might not be like it is in the front of all the catalogs, but maybe you have your own cool things, just like, oh, you've got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Right.
They have their own stuff, right. And we love them for it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not Norman Rockwell. Many people may not know Norman Rockwell, but...
I love Norman Rockwell.
But, you know, you look at that beautiful table and serving the turkey. Oh, well, we don't have that, you know. Of course you don't have that, because that's not necessarily real.
It's a nice painting.
It's a great painting. But for some people, this time of the year is especially difficult. You mentioned some other activities that I'm involved in. This for families who are separated, divorced, kids being pulled apart. They open the present. Christmas Eve at mom's and open the presents at dad's. And
talk
then they
about
go,
pressure
this
for
one,
those
this
little kids.
It's
right.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So I work in an office I call Primus Family Law Group in San Diego, California. And it's headed up by someone named Bonnie Rabinovich Mantel. with one L. And we met, we thought, oh my goodness, we've got to be together, and not in any other way other than just renting space. And we had an opportunity to come up with an idea of doing a radio show called Family Law Matters. That's going to start within a week, I guess, on AM radio. We'll have more information about it. But we were talking yesterday in the inaugural show about families at the holidays, and how children are torn apart. And adults remember their own lives. I had to be a dad's, and then I had to be a mom's. And mom's grandparents, mom's parents, and dad's. We don't put kids first.
No. We don't.
We don't put children first. And many people who celebrate the holiday blues don't put themselves first either.
Oh.
They're trying to please this one and that one and that and their family and this one. And they forget themselves.
Hmm.
So my advice is put yourself first. And above all, make sure you're putting your children first.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a position where this year or as in past years, you're a separated family. Kids can have a wonderful holiday, and parents can grow up. Did I just say that? Yes, grow up.
We are the adults.
We're supposed to be the adults.
Yeah.
And child custody and these issues are so difficult. So family law has become a very important issue, and this Family Law Matters program, we hope, will take off.
Well, look forward to that. So you've got that. You've got your books. And another thing I love that you do are your Daily Five. We must follow you on your social media. But what's your website first?
DrMichaelMantel.com.
MichaelMantel.com. And then also on Twitter, at Dr. San Diego. And on Facebook, you also put these Daily Five. And I got to tell you, to be honest, I get through one, and it starts these five. They're very meaty. So the first one, I have to stop and think and ingest it. So they really are. It's a lot that you are giving back.
Yesterday, my Daily Five was, you want more peace in your life? It begins in your mind, in your thoughts. Not surprised, right? The link is what you think. It begins with unconditional self-acceptance, unconditional other acceptance, unconditional life acceptance. And I don't want to sound like I'm harping on these things, but the core of most normal misery.
Normal misery.
How do people normally make themselves feel miserable? They don't accept themselves. I have to be different. You should be treating me different. You should be punished if you don't.
Oh, the expectations we have that others should treat
right.
us too.
And the way my life is supposed to be. Mm. Why don't we just look at it and say, it's not necessarily the way I'd like it to be. And P.S., guess what? Those people who look like they're having the perfect life, their life isn't what they're posting it to be.
The Instagram is not necessarily so.
It's not. And this time of the year, especially when everything seems to be the show, the new sweater, the jewelry gifts, the travel, all that stuff, for people who don't do that, think about what you do have.
For sure. And you know, people, it's the reason for Christmas, Jesus' birthday. What else should people be remembering?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It is a miracle.
Yeah.
A miracle. Look at the gift that he's given us. Mm-hmm. Look at the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Look at the holiday of Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Their messages. Spend time sharing the message instead of worrying about how pretty the house looks. Of course, the house needs to look very lovely, too. Of course, you want it to look that way. But how about sitting back? Here's an interesting question. On Thanksgiving, how many people gave thanks? Or were they getting thanks? It's Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. It's Christmas, Christ Mass.
And we've got a few days to go before Christmas. We should remember that day by day, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I think that every day leading up to it, we need to be thinking about some way of what the meaning of this holiday is, not the material of the holiday, the meaning.
And I know on social media you put up a little calendar, so if you have trouble with that, follow Dr. Mantel. You can follow your calendar. For instance, what's a typical day in December like where you have the you give the opportunity for people to say, hey, on December 1st, try this.
Right. So it's a 30-day calendar. Uh-huh. It's not mine. I didn't invent it, but I repost it. It's a magnificent reminder that every day of this month, so December 1st, exercise more. December 2nd, don't eat that extra piece of cake. December December 3rd, say thank you to everybody you see. December 4th, let them cut in front of you on the road. It's not going to hurt you.
And it adds up to all good things. We say exactly. Merry Christmas, and remember, the link is what you think. He's Dr. Michael Mantel. Thank you.
Thank you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And thanks to the Pet Collective for some of the best viral video around the interwebs. Thanks to you for being with us tonight here on America Trends. Want to remind you, you can find us 24/7 at our website, u2america.com. Click through and join us on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and then Instagram as well. There it is. Also, want to thank Dr. Michael Mantel. He is the author of The Link is What You Think. And also, don't sweat the small stuff. P.S. It's all small stuff. Talking about the holiday blues and how we can have a better December. Also, the legendary Rich Little was here talking about his new book, Little by Little, People I've Known and Been. And it looks like an incredible read, what I've seen so far, obviously. And then also, he is still performing. He had his 80th birthday this week. He is performing at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. So check that out. And as we say goodnight, we're going to share a little more from the glory days of comedy and a roast with some faces you certainly will recognize.
Our next guest is the great impressionist, Mr. Rich Little. Yes, sir, Rich can be anybody he wants to be. Why he chose to be Rich Little, I'll never know.
When you're in the business as long as me, you'll know how to read them lines, baby. Great talent, Mr. Rich Little.
Thank you, Dean, for that strange introduction.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm so delighted that Carol Shen could be here this evening instead of staying at home and watching Milt Chamberlain drop basketballs in her mouth.
Ah,
Hey, it really is an honor to be here tonight to pay tribute to this truly outstanding human being, Don Rickles. Not many people know this, but Don recently volunteered to take part in a series of experiments being conducted at the UCLA Medical Center. See, they're trying out new drugs on Don to see if they're safe for rats. I did that as myself. But, I've got a laugh. The hell with the impressions. That's what you've been saying for years, right? Why don't you go home and take a warm bath? Watch you rub a duck drum. I've really been looking forward to this occasion. In fact, a few nights ago, I had a dream about Don Rickles.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.